It's Monday, September 6th, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to this special, extra-long, totally suburban episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I'm rocking the suburbs.
There are a lot of ways you can describe this. You know, I like to call it the national automobile slum. You can call it suburban sprawl. You can call it a technosis externality clusterfuck. I think it's appropriate to call it the greatest misallocation of resources in the history of the world. And it's a tremendous problem for us.
Till that great suburban showdown in the sky.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
And just punch the clock. These days my life, I feel it has no fear.
Boy, do I love that song. I could just listen to that song a dozen times in a row, and if I'm being honest, I probably have on a few occasions. I love that song a whole lot. That's called Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains, and it is my favorite song off the new Arcade Fire album, appropriately titled for this special episode of the show, The Suburbs. The Suburbs from Arcade Fire, it's a great album. Most of the songs, if not all the songs, in some way are about the suburbs and living in the suburbs and stuff. And Will, the guy in Arcade Fire who, you know, basically is Arcade Fire, he grew up outside of Houston, Texas, in the suburbs. And he said that the album isn't really an indictment of or, an album fawning love letter to the suburbs. It's just sort of a letter from the suburbs. It's just about the suburbs. But personally, I hate the suburbs. And I've always felt pretty strongly that the suburbs are awful. And I just don't think much good comes from the suburbs, frankly. It's like car culture and sprawl. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for community. I just think everything about it sucks. And I only lived in the suburbs 1 year of my life. I lived in a suburb of Dallas called Plano. And it's a dreadful place. I gotta say, it's like, I used to joke when I lived there that it shouldn't be called Plano. It should be called U-Turn. Because you couldn't get anywhere without U-turning, like at least several times. Like I lived like one avenue block off of the freeway, because everything's about freeways. And so it was really a convenient place to live insofar as living in Plano was. But even in that one block that I lived, in order to get to my actual apartment, I had to make like 5 U-turns from it was like every time you want to go anywhere, you have to make all these U-turns. And I could pretty much, I had it down to a science. I could get to like half the places I ever wanted to go without ever driving on surface streets. I could just drive through parking lots because it was like every cluster of buildings was connected by giant sprawling, you know, parking lots of misery and sadness. Anyway, I hated it when I lived there, and I didn't look forward to it. And I don't, you know, maybe it's good I lived there so I got a little sense of what it was like, but I thought it sucked. So this whole episode, it's mostly going to be negative things about the suburbs, and there might be, I don't know, I haven't really analyzed every lyric of every song on here, but I don't think there's anybody saying anything very good about the suburbs, at least. And some of it's pretty nasty, probably, about the suburbs. Like this next song, which is hilarious. It's by a guy named Jesse Irwin. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, and it's just, he's got a really funny album with a bunch of funny songs on it. And this one's called Strip Mall. And there's nothing more that I think of more than strip malls when I think of the suburbs. Maybe sprawl. Sprawl, you know, freeways and strip malls. That's basically the suburbs. And maybe, like, sad people living in lonely, desolate, empty houses. I don't know. It's a sad place, the suburbs. So anyway, here we go. Jesse Irwin with Strip Mall. It's from his album Hair of the Dog, and you're gonna enjoy it if you like making fun of the suburbs, because it's a pretty funny song. Here we go. James Irwin with Strip Mall right now on this extra long, totally suburban episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Well, did you hear about that new strip mall with all those new stores in it? It's going on 95 acres just outside the city limits. They got a bunch of cranes out there and a bunch of big bulldozers. They're knocking down some injured burial mounds, gonna pave the whole mess over. Well, there'll be lots of stuff to buy there and all kinds of stuff to eat. Well, I think we should make it the center of town, to hell with our main street. We had a lumber yard and a hardware store closing up today. We can get all that stuff cheaper at Home Depot anyway. Cause they got a Best Buy and a Walmart, they got a supermarket of shoes, they got an NTB and a DOC, Ponderosa and a Jiffy Lube, they got a Lowe's and a Dobbs and a Costco, Olive Garden and a Chuck E. Cheese, they got a Papa John's and a Domino's, a Long John Silver's and a Captain D's. Well, I wish I was on the city council so I could have got some of them bribes. But I got no doubt when this mall gets here, it's gonna improve our lives. Never mind the parking lots on an incline and gonna flood the rest of town. They should build some stores at the other end so the water will flow around. They got a Bed Bath & Beyond, they got a Popeyes and a Lee's, they got a Jack in the Box and a Subway, TGI Fridays and an Applebee's. There's an Office Depot, an Office Max, a Pizza Hut and a Taco Bell. There's an Old Charlie's and a KFC, there's a Burger King as well. Well, I don't care if the factory closes, cause this town don't need it no more. I tell you, so when this thing gets done, we'll all get jobs in them stores. And I'm sure they'll care about us. I tell you, it'll be real nice. We'll have HMOs and dental care and a discount on the merchandise. Cause they got a Panasonic and Starbucks, a Pep Boys and a CC's Pizza. There's a Lens and Things and a Men's Warehouse where they're all so pleased to meet you. There's a PetSmart and a Petco, Circuit City and a Sam's Club, a Wendy's and a Hardee's. There's a Blimpy and a Quiznos Sub. Well, we'll be living the lap of luxury with all we need right under our noses. We can get anything anytime we want because the strip mall never closes. We'll be working or shopping or eating there just like our kids and our wives. It'll help rebuild our community and be the center of our lives. Cause it'll have a Target and a Kmart, Citgo and a Quick Trip, a Meineke and a Minus, a Walgreens in case we get sick. It'll have a Baskin Robbins for the kids and a Chili's too, you know. A Chester Fried Chicken and a Chick-fil-A and a Pozzoli's for Italians on the go.
Speak. Jim, let me ask you something. When I was a kid in the burbs, one of the most common disputes, at least among the boys, when they got mad at each other, they said, "Get off my property." They'd have these arguments over property lines. As like eight, nine, 10-year-old kids, it's absolutely insane. Did you experience any of that when you grew up?
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because I seem to dimly remember exactly those kinds of things. I guess what it shows is that the exaggerated sense of hyper individualism out in the suburbs is even communicated to 8-year-old kids.
And I need an old-fashioned potion. There gotta be some old recipe, 'cause I gotta get drunk, I gotta forget about some things. I lived in lies all my life, and I've been living here for a long, long time. And I know it's been coming down a while now. When it shows, me on the dial, but right now you're halfway around the world. And maybe I'll see better days, but I'm not so sure I will. I'm still hanging round and round. Sometimes it's a racket, but lately not a sound. In the bounds of history and time, well, I have learned to stand back and never shine. Feel stupid when I smile. Oh, not a journey, but a circus are our life. I can make up for everything I waste, and I know that I could never afford a taste of anything that you love. It eats away with a force so great. Is it 'cause it brings a smile to my face? Is it the bad memories you just can't erase? I know of a city to steal from, and I know of a city to cheat on, and I know of a city of sin, and that's the place that I wanna meet you. Boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes. They came out all the same. And there's doctors, there's lawyers, and business executives, and you're all made out of ticky-tacky, and you all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where we all get put in boxes and we all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
There's a pink one, and a green one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same. She's proud today because her roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is. The kids just don't understand.
Creature comfort goals, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
All right, let's catch up. It's been a few tracks since I said anything. So after Jesse Irwin's Strip Mall, we heard The Happy Bullets. They're from Dallas, Texas, and they did a song called A Momentary Vision of the End of the World as Seen Through the Eyes of a Suburban Housewife. A great song title, if I do say so. It's from their 2005 album, The Vice and Virtue Ministry, which I played a cut from years back. And The Happy Bullets, they're great. Not only are they appropriate because that song was about seeing the end of the world through the eyes of a suburban housewife, but also the guy who is the Happy Bullets, more or less, I mean, it's a band, but one of the main guys behind it, he runs an urban planning blog called Bike Friendly Oak Cliff, and he's really engaged in sort of, you know, making communities more livable and stuff, very anti-suburban as a guy, and he's a great guy, so you should visit his blog if you're into that sort of thing. I visit it sometimes, and I'm from Oak Cliff, so I appreciate it. I went to one of their street fair things when I was visiting Dallas once. It was a lot of fun. So after The Happy Bullets, we heard a band from Providence, Rhode Island. They're called Deer Tick, and I never played them on the show before, mainly just because their band name had the word deer in it, and I got so tired of bands with deer in the name. I was just like, not another one. I don't care how good they are. That's not really the reason. But anyway, we heard their song Art Isn't Real, City of Sin. It's from their album War Elephant, which was a great album if you like that sound. I kind of get a little tired of his voice for an entire album's worth, but most of the songs are pretty good, and if you sprinkle them through a larger playlist, I don't get as tired of his voice. And that song in particular, Art Isn't Real, I'm not really sure, lyrically, that doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with the suburbs. However, It is used as the theme song to a podcast called The Kunstler Cast, which is this fantastic 15-minute, you know, weekly show about the comic tragedy of suburban sprawl is the tagline for it. And it's a fantastic show. I really love it, with James Kunstler in there. And you're going to hear sound clips of him throughout this episode of the show. After Deer Tick, we heard The Shins covering Little Boxes, the Melvina Reynolds song I love. And it's kind of one of the earliest anti-suburban sprawl songs out there, along with Big Yellow Taxi and stuff like that. So that was really great. And then also The Monkees we just heard with Pleasant Valley Sunday. Great song. Very critical of life in the suburbs, I would say. It's kind of told from the perspective of like kids in a band in the suburbs. It's a great song. So another band, how about Sparks? They're from Los Angeles, and we're going to hear their song Suburban Homeboy. It's a pretty funny song, and it's from their album Lil Beethoven. And I think Lil Beethoven, if I'm not mistaken, it was like their 18th record. These guys have been around since the 70s making music, and they do sort of different types of music on each release that they do. This song in particular reminds me of Queen and its musical theater kind of operatic ridiculousness or something. It's very funny. So here we go, Sparks with Suburban Homeboy. Where else but on this special, totally suburban episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I am a suburban homeboy with a suburban home right by my side. I am a suburban homeboy and I say yo dog to my poor cleaning guy. I hold my baggy enough for them. I play my shaggy enough for them. I pop a cap on some fool at the Gap and I'm a suburban homeboy. I am a suburban homeboy with a suburban home right by my side. I am a suburban homeboy and I say yo dog to my detailing guy. I bought me cornrows on Amazon. I started listening to Farrakhan. My caddy and me, he looks just like Jay-Z. I'm a suburban homeboy. I am a suburban homeboy with a suburban She's known as Miss Missy Tannenbaum, and she's one freak bitch, ain't no lie. She's from the projects in San Tropez. She looks like Iverson in the way she yo-yos me, and I yo-yo her back, and I'm a suburban homeboy. She yo-yos me, and I yo-yo her back, and I'm a suburban homeboy. She yo-yos me, and I yo-yo her back, and I'm a suburban suburban hoes right by our sides. We are suburban homeboys and we say yo dog and we mean it by God. We got an old school mentality, Oxford and Cambridge mentality. Rocks to our beats and please keep your receipts. And we are suburban homeboys. Rocks to our beats and please keep your receipts. And we are suburban homeboys. Rocks to our beats and please keep your receipts. And we are suburban homeboys. Rocks to our beats and please keep your receipts. And we are suburban homeboys.
E abbiamo anche degli ospiti. Venerdì 26 maggio.
We travel on sunbeams, avoided at high speed. We saw the days go by with love and ice and shy dreams. I remember the bad week, getting high on the balcony. And I remember the parkers, when you called the pandas. When you fell in love on that course and you took the first bus out of the city, into the pity. Sometimes I go back to where I was before I was sitting on come back before. it chills, 'cause it's been thrilling me since 1994. I wouldn't tell you this, but all things have a price. Some eyes will tell. You were always on my mind. I could have been there all the time, but that's the wrong path. We travel on. We travel in first class, deep in the high speed. We see all the deals on lazy beaches and in low streams. Don't you see what this means? Something deeper, but we can still win this. We can go back again, back to when fun was Mondays and Mondays were just a giant step into the walls of boredom, into distortion. Sometimes I go back to where I was before I was this, and don't come back before it kills. 'Cause it's been thrilling me since 1994. I wouldn't tell you this, but all things have a price. So I might as well tell. You were always on my mind. I could have been there all the time, but that's the wrong path.
I think that traffic kills empathy. Hear me out. Have you ever been stuck in traffic for 25 minutes and then just dissipates for no reason at all? And you have that moment where you're like, that was about fucking nothing? Are you serious? Nothing. Well, here's how it kills empathy. Have you ever been stuck in 25 minutes of traffic and then you see the worst accident you've ever seen in your life causing that traffic? And all you can say is, oh, okay, good, good. That's why. You know what's even worse than that is when you get pissed off at the guy who had the accident. Like, it's the worst accident. You're like, what the fuck? We're not a drive.
Let's catch up. The last three songs that you heard following Spark's Suburban Homeboy, we heard The Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. That song is the least related to the suburbs of anything on the show. It's only related to the suburbs insofar as the band name is The Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, which is a great band name. And it's actually, they got that name from a Silver Jews song. That's a lyric in a Silver Jews song. But anyway, they're from Sweden, and I've always been a big fan of them ever since they first released their first EP. And this was from a recent release, which just came out last year. The EP is Number 4, and the song we heard was 1999. So that was a pretty good song. Then after that, we heard Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone, doing the song A Normal Suburban Lifestyle is a Near Impossibility Once You've Fallen in Love with an International Spy. Another fantastic song name. And that was from an early Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone album called Answering Machine Music. It's a great song, and it represents his sound. He's evolved a bit over the years, and his new music is even better, I think, than his earlier stuff. And I've been meaning to play him on the show, and I just haven't yet, because I don't know why. But he has a bunch of new music out, and you should check it out. And also, he's ending his band, right? So Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone will no longer exist after the end of this year, I think. So go see him. He's touring and stuff. You should go see him. He's great live. Okay, the thing we just heard was All Time Quarterback, the Death Cab for Cutie precursor band, and that was the song Dinner at 8 in the Suburbs. It's from their self-titled only album, All Time Quarterback, and it's a pretty great release. I like that song. Up next, a band from Brooklyn, New York. They're called Real Estate, and this is the song Suburban Beverage. It's from their self-titled debut album, which came out last year, and I played stuff from previously, but I haven't played this song, and it's kind of long, so I might cut this song down a little bit because this episode's running long as it is. So here we go, Real Estate with a fantastic song, one of my favorites, Suburban Beverage, from their album Real Estate.
Feel alright.
there's a strip mall in the suburban town that I visited that has a sign saying no bicycle riding, no skateboarding, no horseplay. And I just think, like, what the hell are the kids going to do? These are their public spaces now, strip malls. And because they're privately owned, the kids can't interact with the centerpiece of their town at all. It's really sad.
The whole key to understanding the suburbs, I think, has to do with the impoverishment of the public places and the glorification of the private realm. You know, we have more bathrooms per inhabitant in our houses of, you know, any nation in the world, but we have extremely poor public places in most of suburban America, which is most of America. And most of the public places for kids are the leftover scraps. You know, the berms, the parking lots, you know, the places that nobody really cares about. And we have very few places that really demand respectful behavior from the kids. And so, you know, you put them in a place like that, they're going to tend to be as wild as possible. You know, you put them in a berm between the Walmart and the Kmart, and they're going to, you know, torture kitty cats and make homemade tattoos and, you know, smoke bongs and drink aftershave. And that's how they behave in the public place of the berm in suburbia between the Kmart and the Walmart.
You are starting to belong. Everybody has a heartbreak. You are listening to the call of lousy dudes sometimes. You lost a summer in a way to swim in pools and their own pubes. Then in the autumn you were gone, 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 half pretending you were strong. We are not the weather, and are not the rain. We don't put the sun in the sky, and will not remain.
We are not the weather, and flashback 1984. Tripping head first through a tornado of days. All air held a fresh decay of blue sky, suburban perfume. Every Friday we'd gather round our old stereo with disco lights. Feed the needle of 45 and sing for our invisible audience. Capri Sun and plastic guns. Welcome to our oblivion. Hanging out, having fun. We were always down, always will be down. We were always down, staring at the sunset. Much of anything, but I remember the flannel well. Young and bored at the grade school dance, introversion my only chance. Folks in my town would have thrown a fit if they knew what went on in my head. Fast forward to here and now. Still dumb, still kicking. Forever proud and winning. Until death sings my final song. Capri Sun and plastic gun.
A 27-year-old Nimia Larcia lives in a suburban housing complex just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. She moved here from Honduras 6 years ago in search of a better life. Suburban America used to be synonymous with good living, not the least of which was because its streets were so much safer than those in the city. Not anymore. Every morning when Nimia walks from her apartment to her minimum wage job at a jewelry store, she has to cross one of the most dangerous roads in Georgia, Buford Highway. People in cars race back and forth, many, if not most, exceeding the 45-mile-per-hour speed limit. For people on foot, it is seven lanes of fear.
Sometimes I'm scared, but I had to do.
Nimia Larcia and suburban America represent what is more and more becoming a great American mismatch. Communities like hers were built for people with cars.
The problem is, many here can't afford cars. And so these areas, by design, have become lethal for far too many people.
The stereotypes that we've held about who is in the cities and who is in the suburbs have started to change, and change really quite dramatically.
Immigration, the recession, and other economic realities have all contributed to a remarkable trend. For the first time in history, there are more people living in poverty in the suburbs than in the cities. In Atlanta, 85% of low-income people now live in places like this. But the suburban mismatch is not just about the poor.
Basically, the baby boomers are the generation who really built most of the suburbs, but they've built an environment that is not going to allow them to age in place very gracefully.
Demographers are warning that millions of older Americans living in car-dependent communities could be left isolated, unable even to get to the grocery store.
Trapped in a suburb on May Fridays, breathe the air on the highway.
Let's catch up one last time. The music we heard after Real Estate's Suburban Beverage was The Rhumbus. They're from San Francisco, and then we heard their song Suburb. It's from their album Margins, which is a pretty solid release. If you like that song, I think it represents their sound well, and it's a pretty good band, so you might want to check out The Rhumbus. After The Rhumbus, we heard a band called Office. They're from Chicago, Illinois. I've played them on the show before, but I haven't played that song. That song is called Suburban Perfume, and it's from their album A Night at the Ritz. They've got a new record that just came out more recently, but that was from A Night at the Ritz, which came out a while back. After Office, we heard Holland. That's the name of the band, and he's from Los Angeles. I think it's just kind of basically one guy. And we heard his song, Suburb on the Euphrates, from an album with a great title. It's called The Paris Hilton Mujahideen. A great album title there. Okay, so if you liked Holland, check out his album. If you like The Office, of course, check out theirs. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you'll find links to where you can become a fan of the show in Facebook, and where you can, you know, find any info about the sound clips that I play on the show, anything that you hear on the show. There's links to it on the Sounds of My Hood website. And now let's finish up this special, extra long, totally suburban episode of The Sounds of My Head the way we began it, with a great song off this new Suburbs album by Arcade Fire. We're going to hear the song Suburban War. It's another one of my favorites off the album, but the album is rife with great songs, so this is not an exception to it. And this song, I think, represents the way the rest of the album sounds better than Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains, which I opened the show with, because that song sort of is an anomaly on the album. And this song sounds more like everything else on it. So check it out, Arcade Fire, finishing up this special, totally suburban episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Searched for you in every passing.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Cars by Gonzalez, Sprawl by Calexico, Ballet de Suburbia the Suite by Danny Elfman from the Edward Scissorhands soundtrack, and Car Train by Jazzy Jury from the Swinger soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You should also say you like it in Facebook. Search for The Sounds in My Head and click the like button. You know what else you can do is tune in again on September 20th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
When you think about those young men and women who are over in places like Iraq spilling their blood in the sand, and ask yourself, what is their last thought of home? I hope it's not the curb cut between the Chuck E. Cheese and the Target store, because that's not good enough for Americans. These will be places that are not worth caring about. When we have enough of them, we're going to have a nation that's not worth defending.